From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with local sculptor Matt Matheny. His piece, Eternal Flame, was part of Peoria's first ever sculpture walk. Matt, it's so good to have you on the show today.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Now, you were part of the first ever sculpture walk, the inaugural year. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience as an artist in the walk?
I would say it was pretty exciting. For me, I am somewhat of a new artist, and actually Eternal Flame was one of my first large-scale sculptures that I had ever made. So actually being able to have one of my first large-scale sculptures be a part of the first Peoria Sculpture Walk was really exciting for me.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your piece, Eternal Flame? I had a chance to look at it on the web. It seems like it's very geometric, it's very representational, but yet it's still clearly you're playing with the fire motif.
Oh yeah, definitely. And to start, actually, I just recently, about a week ago, found all of my old pictures I had of the process while I was making it, and I hadn't actually looked at them for a few years. And it was funny to me to look to where the original picture or the original sketches I had, and then my sketching on the stone as I was carving it. And I actually, the shape changed in some areas as I was working on it. With the whole piece is a polished granite, and initially I had drawn some of the areas where the two pieces come together, they were really tight, and as I was making it, I realized there would be no way for me to polish those tight areas, so as I was making it, I ended up making it quite a bit larger, the gaps in between them, so that I could fit my hands in there to actually polish the piece, so it was kind of fun to see how it took shape, even from once I was working on the piece to what it ended up at.
And how long did that particular piece take you to complete from those initial sketches to the finished work?
I spent about 11 months on that piece, but that was with working on it just nights and weekends, and 3 months of that was actually spent just polishing the piece.
Wow.
I'm sure if I were to do it over again, I could do it faster. Like I said, that was my first large-scale piece as well, so you learn different techniques and ways as you go about it.
So, Matt, you mentioned this is your first large-scale piece. How did you make the transition from the work that you do every day, your day job, into your artistic sensibilities and starting to make that transition, identifying yourself as a sculptor?
The transition started with actually made a bird bath for my house out of some junk pieces of granite my parents had behind their shop, and had some friends of mine see that and be like, that's really neat. You should try and sell those, and trying to make a little bit more artistic bird baths. And then it just kind of grew, and obviously working with granite. But I actually had a local stone sculptor from Pekin see some of my work, and he kind of pushed me to say, you could sculpt. And from his encouragement is kind of what even pushed me over the edge to do a full-scale sculpture.
And you were one of 15 artists whose work was juried into last year's show. And last year on the opening celebration, you had a chance to meet those other artists. Some of them were local and some of them were from out of state. What was it like to get a chance to rub shoulders with other sculptors from all over the country?
It was really fun because the way that they had it set up, it was actually a whole weekend of events for us. We're on Friday night. It just so happened to be a First Friday studio tour, and we all got on a Peoria, I think it was a Peoria charter bus, and went around to all the different First Friday locations. So we got to have quite a lot of time to even interact with the other artists one-on-one throughout the whole weekend and before even the Saturday when we had the actual sculpture walk.
And when you're looking at submitting a piece for an exhibition like this, how do you go about deciding which of the pieces you want to submit?
Sometimes it's whatever I have available, some pieces I have. And I've even looked at some other sculpture walks and kind of looked at the cities and the geographic location of where their sculpture walks are. And I've even thought about integrating the location as a part of what my piece would be or what I could see working well in the area.
And can you talk a little bit about the overall value of public art? So Sculpture Walk, now we have all of these beautiful pieces along Washington Street inviting the public to engage with art. From your perspective of an artist, How important is that to have within a community?
I think an exciting thing for me and what I do, definitely working in granite, it's a very sustainable material and being able to leave it outside all year round, but also a material that doesn't have to be in a museum with rope around it. I want people to be able to experience my piece, touch it, feel it, you know, if depending on how big it is, climb on it if possible. And I like the idea of people not only just walking by and looking at it, but really touching it and feeling it and just really getting to know the pieces as opposed to just looking at them.
Do you have any thought of branching out and getting into sculpting with metal, with ceramic, with, you know, with some other medium, or are you really happy working in granite?
I'm really a granite guy. I like working big, and I like doing stuff that you could leave outside all year round, no matter what the climate is, and the piece not be affected by the weather.
Now, Matt, the public really responded very favorably to your particular piece, Eternal Flame. Not only was it voted the People's Choice Award winner of Sculpture Walk last year, but you also had the piece purchased. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the Morton Library purchased the piece, and that was really exciting for me, as my wife and I live in Morton, and my wife and kids actually frequent the library a lot throughout the summer. My wife is a teacher, so when she was off for summer, she would take our kids to the library quite often. So to not only have my piece so locally, but to a place where my family frequents, it'll be really exciting to see that piece there when we go in the future.
When you're selected for something like Sculpture Walk, how long does it take to actually install the piece in its location? Is that an hour or two? Does it take a whole weekend? What's the process and what's involved in that?
I think it depends on the piece, because I do know that one of the sculptors that was on the Sculpture Walk this past year, theirs came in multiple pieces, and I'm pretty sure that they were there for quite a while putting each piece together, where for me and my piece, it didn't take me maybe 10, 15 minutes, and I came with my truck that I used from my parents that has a crane on the back and to which I use all the time, and I was able to just set it in place, and I pinned and epoxied two of the pieces together right there in place, but it probably took me about 15 to 20 minutes.
And your piece is such that you can lift it and install it as one piece. It's not multiple pieces that then need to be reassembled on site.
Mine was three separate pieces, and when I installed it at the beginning of Sculpture Walk, I epoxied it with two steel pins, the top two pieces, so they are now together as one, and that sits on top of a limestone base, and those are still separate.
Matt, you talked a little bit about the community that was developed among the artists that were involved with Sculpture Walk. Can you talk about the community engagement with just Peorians on that actual day of the walk? Did you get a chance to tell the story about Eternal Flame to the public when they were there?
Oh, yeah. That was a really fun aspect that I didn't even realize was going to be a part of it until that weekend. I didn't really understand what all of it entailed, and then being there and just having the different groups of people walking around from piece to piece and having the opportunity to explain it, explain the process, and even just kind of explain myself and how I got into it was a really fun experience for me.
And obviously the piece has now been on display for almost a full year, and I'm just wondering if over that period of time, has it generated any feedback? Have people approached you or talked to you about it? Has it given you more exposure having it installed over a long period of time where hopefully more people can see it and interact with it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like it gave me a lot of exposure to friends of mine seeing it and not even knowing it was mine and then talking with them in person or sometimes meeting people I didn't know and explaining to them what I do and then explaining the piece to them. And they're like, oh, that's yours. And that's always kind of neat to hear that response from people.
You also talked about how you had an opportunity to spend some time with the other artists in the Sculpture Walk. And did that lead to any conversations that point you towards new techniques that you might want to employ in the future or new concepts and ideas that you might want to explore with future work?
not necessarily with regards to my work, but I was able to talk to a few artists that had experienced other sculpture walks in other cities and got an idea of what it's like, of what it is for other artists to not only be in one place, but be in other cities around the country, and what it's like dealing with other cities and other city sculpture walks. And that was kind of eye-opening for me.
We've been talking with sculptor Matt Matheny. His work, Eternal Flame, is featured in Sculpture Walk. Next year's Sculpture Walk kicks off on June 4th. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
This Sunday at 4 p.m., the First United Methodist Church presents a concert by world-renowned organist Diane Bish. The concert is free, but tickets are required. For more information, call 673-3641.
And Illinois Central College presents The Forgotten Concert, the music of the Monkees and the Beatles. The performance imagines a concert featuring both of those bands, performed by tribute bands Pleasant Valley Sunday and Paperback Writer. The concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.